Jeff, as COVID-19 cases continue to rise, Gila Regional Medical Center in Silver City is dealing with a surge of cases as hospitalizations are up in the area. What is the hospital saying?
We've been full almost every day and then some. That's what the chief nursing officer said last week. And Gila Regional Medical Center, which has found itself on more secure financial footing, is now once again having to deal with a surge in patients, not just COVID patients, but also like hospitals across New Mexico. They are dealing with sicker patients than they were before, probably because of delayed care during the pandemic.
Speaking of the pandemic, last year's tour, the Gila race, was canceled due to COVID-19. This year's event was planned for the end of September. We're getting some news that the rise in cases may be impacting this year's event. What can you tell us about what officials are saying?
Yeah, race director Jack Brennan announced last week that the tour is canceled. He had moved the Tour of the Gila, which traditionally is held every spring, to a fall date in hopes that the pandemic, as he put it, would be in the rearview mirror. Unfortunately, as the race date approached at the end of the month, he contacted the Grant County Public Health Office and other sort of medical professionals in the area to ask whether this was a good idea or not, and they told him no. Commissioner Alicia Edwards, who is also the chairperson of the Gila Regional Medical Center Governing Board, said just the other day that, you know, the hospital is in a fragile state, and I think that's some of the thinking that was going on with canceling the tour. I mean, thousands and thousands of people from all over the world show up in Silver City for this. And right now, race director Brennan said that, you know, the healthcare system here just can't handle it right now. There's, standby first aid for the race. There's just a whole host of things that are sort of medically tinted that go along with the race. And rather than potentially stress the healthcare system here and cause more COVID infections, they canceled the race. So there will be a virtual Tour of the Gila. They did this last year. And there will be a virtual Tour of the Gila in January, Brennan said. More details to be announced about that later.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for the update on that. Now, I want to move on to talk about Grant County commissioners deciding not to adopt a local cannabis control ordinance. What can you share with us about the move by the Grant County commissioners?
So Grant County Commission was rushing forward to pass a local cannabis control ordinance in accordance with the local control provision of the state's new cannabis law. And their attorneys came up with an ordinance that, did sort of dictate the time, place, and manner controls or local ordinances that communities can enact. However, Grant County, unlike municipalities, doesn't really have zoning. So the way that they try to determine where certain types of cannabis activity, production or retail sales, that sort of thing, where those things could take place, they based it on their comprehensive land use and planning map. And that ended up kind of conflicting with cannabis entrepreneurs and existing hemp operations plans. The idea that outdoor cannabis grows, for example, would only be allowed in rural transects, and that means, you know, basically the very, very nearly uninhabited parts of the county. There's already a major hemp operation that is in a village transect, and cannabis entrepreneurs from the area here showed up to a public hearing this Monday, and we got to speak to them, the Daily Press did, and it was very interesting. There was more than half a dozen there, many of them from the Gila Valley, although there was one from Hanover. There apparently are also some folks planning cannabis production businesses in the Mimbres Valley, and they all said they were planning on a micro-business type model, 200 plants or less. Some of them indicated they wanted to do some manufacturing, of concentrates or possibly edibles. but there were no large-scale producers. And one man testified to the commission that it was very unlikely that a large, like 8,000 plants, 10,000 plants type production facility would even make a home in Grant County, at least anytime soon. So commissioners just decided that they had a lot more to learn, and also that it would be worth waiting for the state to actually promulgate all of the rules concerning the new law.
Okay, thanks for the update, Jeff. We'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.